This is Trish Bassani. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
You're listening to EPN.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast Show is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy and environment, and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today we are with Cindy Prince, the creator and founder of Woolly Rounds, and she's joining us today on the Green Business Podcast Show. Woolly Rounds helps households and businesses conserve energy and save money by offering felted wool dryer balls, which are a simple, practical solution to using a clothes dryer more efficiently. Cindy, thanks so much for joining us today on the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell us, what is a wool dryer ball?
A wool dryer ball is a felted ball of wool. And what you do is you put several of them in your dryer to help circulate your laundry. And so you're going to have more air going around your clothes. And what's going to happen is that it's going to allow it to dry faster. And so you're going to reduce your drying time, conserve energy, and save money.
You know that I'm curious, and I know the listeners are as well. What came about that inspired you to create this?
The inspiration came from my son. I wanted to cloth diaper him. And learning about cloth diapering and doing research, you realize that you have to do laundry a little differently and wash your clothes a little differently. And you can't use dryer sheets with cloth diapers. What happens is that it will leave a coating on your clothes and on the diapers, and so it will leave them with the inability to absorb, which is exactly what you want your cloth diapers to do. And so when I realized I would have to give up using dryer sheets, I realized that I wanted an alternative, something else that was a healthy alternative that I could put in the dryer to help at least soften the clothes is what I was thinking. And I had discovered wool dryer balls online, saw that they also could reduce your drying time and conserve energy. And after discovering them, I just tried to come up with my own version and went from there.
I like that. So who would benefit from using Woolly Rounds?
Any household or business that uses a clothes dryer will certainly benefit from using them. You can use different quantities in your dryer. So even if you have a smaller load, you can just have a few in there. And the larger loads, larger household loads, you can put 6 to 8 in there and really see the benefits from them. And then even with commercial dryers, when you're working in businesses, will certainly benefit from them as well. And some dryers with laundry services and diaper services, they use up to a dozen in a dryer load.
Today we're joined by Cindy Prince, the creator and founder of Woolly Rounds, here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Cindy, tell us what distinguishes Woolly Rounds from other dryer balls in the market.
Woolly Rounds are handmade right here in Maine. I use 100% domestic wool. They're made with 100% wool right to the core. Also, they're going to last a long, long time. The way that I design them, they're made to last for hundreds of load. You're never going to see them unravel. And also, we're just so committed to our customers, and customer service is essential to our business. And we also do a very quick turnaround time for shipping.
And speaking of business, how do you envision your company growing in the years ahead? What's the vision there?
I really see Woolly Rounds becoming a mainstream product, and I think that wool dryer balls will just be a common household word for homes and businesses, and I hope to see them on local grocery store shelves, and especially places like Whole Foods and Target, and just larger stores where people are going to shop for their laundry products, that Woolly Rounds will be right there on the shelves as well, so people can access it there.
Certainly an exciting vision for sure. Now tell our listeners where they can get more information and also to purchase Woolly Rounds online, assuming that you could purchase them online.
Yes, you can go right to the website, which is woollyrounds.com. You can purchase them right through the website. They're sold individually or in sets of 3 to 5. And if you're looking for larger quantities or a wholesale interested in a wholesale account, that that's possible too, and just to send an email for that.
Very good. And in conclusion, what could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion that could help our listeners be more green conscious, if you will?
Clothes dryers are an appliance in your household that can be used more efficiently, and adding wool dryer balls will help reduce your drying time. And so you're going to conserve energy and you're going to save money. And it's just a simple, practical thing that every home and business can add to their dryers.
I certainly like that perspective. She is Cindy Prince, the creator and founder of Woolly Rounds, helping households and businesses conserve energy and save money by offering felted wool dryer balls, which are a simple, practical solution to using a clothes dryer more efficiently. And the website of reference, once again, is WoollyRounds.com. Cindy, thanks so much for joining us today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to, yes, the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.